Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. This is Steve Childs. A lot of my life has been me fighting those other minds that are trying to defeat me. And a lot of that has been concerning the Christian religion, the LDS religion in particular. I'm getting threats, telepathic threats, that are based on real events that happened. For example, when I was in the hospital, I met a man there that seemed like he was okay to talk to, and then I found out he was Christian, and so he found out that I'm atheist. And so then he totally rejected me as a result. And I got this terrible nosebleed. And that it might have been from something majorly, seriously wrong after my pituitary surgery. So it could be fatal, even if the carotid artery was damaged, I think it is. And so they're playing on this fear of this possibility. It's trying to make me think that it can end my life anytime it wants, and it could cause that hemorrhage to happen, and I'd get this horrible bloody nose. And it also tells me that I'm going to have a heart attack, stroke. So I've been hearing today, the way this started was I was up at Lookout Point, and I got out of my car, and I got this bad vibe from people there, and I heard, I don't think he actually said it, I think it was telepathic, and he said that I'm about to die. It's like he was talking to his wife, Steve's going to die. And I got really weak and weaker and almost faint and was wondering what's going on with me. And then I'm hearing this telepathic thought that I'm going to pass out, that I'm going to faint. And then when I was home, the roommate, I think this was telepathic, and he said that he was going to give me a bloody nose. And he's talking about me, and I think it's all telepathic, but there's intermixed in with it is there's actual verbal communication. I've tried to record this stuff, and it's like they know if I'm going to record it, and so they don't let me. So this thing, this monster, this false god that I'm fighting against, it thinks that I should surrender to it. I'm an atheist. I'm not going to surrender to a god because I don't believe there is one. I believe the cause of all reality had no mind, and I serve the all. All that is one thing. And I don't think it had a mind in the first place, but that's what I serve. The all-powerful all. That's what I call it. So, that doesn't mean I believe in God. I do not believe in God. I don't think it had a mind. Therefore, I don't believe in God. By definition, I do not believe in God. God is an intelligence. They say it's infinite power and infinite intelligence. I don't think there is such a thing. So, I'm documenting what's going on with me telepathically, and this is using paranormal psi abilities, ESP, like clairvoyance, psychokinesis. They claim somebody made a frog die with their mind using psychokinesis. There was that movie out about men who stare at goats where the U.S. military was trying to use psychokinesis to kill a goat. And that's kind of funny because the goat could represent the evil god if you look at it that way. I had a dream that I kicked my brother out of the house. This was a dream. And it was on the east side, so he's outside the east window. And then he's not there anymore, and there's a lamb. And the voice says, cut his throat. So they're telling me this is cut the metaphor of Jesus. Cut his throat, I suppose. And my brother had betrayed me by choosing the religion. And so they side against me because I'm not in the religion. So it's like a click, you know. So, that's where I'm at. I already have cut Jesus' throat, metaphorically, because it doesn't exist. See, if you're going to kill the metaphor, if you're going to get rid of the metaphor, you just realize there's no such thing. There's not anything there to kill. I just don't believe it anymore. I can't believe it. So, I was told to declare war in another dream. Because of people fighting against me with the power of God. So that's where I'm at, and I had a nap after I came home, and I felt really weak, and I wondered if I got some bad food, norovirus or whatever, possibly. I don't think so. I don't know what it's about, what caused it, but I had a nap and I'm feeling better now. I have a pituitary adenoma, so I have a health condition with my endocrine system. So it might have just been that. So when I woke up and I'm being told in my half-dream state to stay away from those people, that they're going to try to harm me. And so I have a spirit guide that I can hear telepathically that's on my side that I'm listening to. Anyway, we'll see what happens next. Because they're telling me that the people that are on my side are very, very unhappy that I'm not being treated fairly by the Christians.
Christians are not the only ones that are using spiritual warfare against me. There's like left-hand pass and there's right-hand pass both. That some people that are Christians will use the left-hand path and some won't. So the same goes with Hindu religion and people that are not religious, but they're praying for help to higher powers. And some people pray to Judas, for instance, instead of Jesus. Now with the Christian religion fighting against Islam, and there's horrible scriptures in the Quran that say they're supposed to terrorize and make non-Muslims surrender to them worldwide, Sharia law. And the Bible says horrible things like Psalm 137, the enemies of Zion, those who are devoted to Yahweh or whatever are supposed to kill the infants of the other tribes, bash their heads into rocks, it says. Psalms 137. It's like 8 verses. It's a very short chapter. And then Romans 13, it says that whoever is the governor, the government of the people, it's God's will that those people govern the masses. And Hitler, that was his favorite scripture because it supported him. If he was the government, it's God's will that Hitler would rule us. And so if you have people that are supporting Trump that are right-wing, fascist, Christian lunatics, and they would use that scripture, Romans 13. So the right-wing people, they really like that scripture where whoever governs the people, it's God's will. So they talk about God's words as just whatever they say, that's what God says. Well, I don't think there is a God. So there are spiritual entities, extraterrestrials, aliens, something unknown, something invisible, that are working within the minds of people, and I think they do intervene. I think the higher power I have intervenes, and I've asked for help against this insanity of God belief. And I'm an atheist, and my higher power is also an atheist. And I don't think she's human. I think she's an extraterrestrial. So they're watching everything that's going on, and I know that the opponents to me, they know everything I'm thinking. So there's some, their Lord or whatever is telling them, they're like a puppet to the Lord, who is the puppet master. And you know, whoever has the most power is going to win. And I just know my track record for this mind war, spirit war, and I've had some incredibly powerful things happen in my favor. So stay tuned.